From North State Public Radio, I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken Duvall with your headlines for Friday, August 7th, 2026.
Coming up, the city of Chico says don't swim at Sycamore Pool after bacteria levels rose this week. Also, California Attorney General Rob Bonta has sued one city over license plate data sharing, what that case could mean for Chico. And the North State's hottest temperatures will peak this weekend. We'll have more from the National Weather Service.
But first, the case against the 18-year-old accused of killing two people at Chico's Public Library widened yesterday. Prosecutors added three attempted murder charges, including two involving children. NSPR's Andre Bayek reports.
Bradley Scott Sayer pleaded not guilty to the new charges and denied enhancements, alleging he intentionally fired a shotgun. The complaint identifies one alleged victim by name and two children only by initials. Birth dates show they're 6 and 4 years old. Prosecutors allege each attempted murder was premeditated. The filing doesn't say whether any of the three people was injured. The added charges had been signaled. District Attorney Mike Ramsey said after the shooting, investigators were identifying potential attempted murder victims. Sayer still faces two murder charges in the deaths of Jacob Cody Hull and Robert Johnson. A preliminary hearing next month will decide whether there's enough evidence to proceed toward trial. In Chico, I'm Andre Bayek.
Chico Police Chief Billy Aldridge is responding to a report that his department shared license plate data with out-of-state agencies like ICE and Border Patrol. The data can track where people live, work, and travel. The Chico Soul report raises questions about whether the sharing was legal. Aldridge says the department only shared the data with the intention to help with criminal investigations, not immigration enforcement. But Nick Hidalgo is a senior staff attorney with the ACLU, and he says that distinction doesn't matter under California law.
There's no specific carve-out for criminal investigation. So even if Chico was only sharing for criminal investigative purposes, that would still violate SB 34.
Chief Aldridge says he's now restricting the data to only California agencies and reviewing policies and practices as a legal review is conducted. The sharing has raised questions about whether Attorney General Rob Bonta's office will investigate, but Hidalgo thinks that's unlikely.
I would be surprised if the Attorney General went straight to filing a lawsuit, because one of the main benefits of a lawsuit is to stop an agency from continuing an unlawful practice. And if Chico PD is really trying to stop illegally sharing, then there would be less incentive for the AG to bring a case.
Bonta has sued only one city, El Cajon, after it repeatedly refused to stop sharing its data. Hidalgo says the ACLU has sent letters to about 70 agencies asking to end data sharing outside California. NSPR reached out to Bonta's office. It said it could neither confirm nor deny an investigation into Chico police.
City officials in Chico say people should not swim in Sycamore Pool due to elevated E. coli levels. The city reports that testing this week showed bacteria levels climbed above the threshold needed for an advisory. Signs are posted around the pool at Bidwell Park. The city doesn't test for the specific O157 strain that made several kids sick last summer and prompted a lawsuit over the outbreak. Butte County Public Health says it has no plans to restart testing for that dangerous strain. We'll have more on why later today in All Things Considered. Or find the story at mynspr.org.
High temperatures this weekend have triggered a wide-reaching heat advisory in much of the northern Sacramento Valley and nearby foothills. The advisory goes into effect this morning and is expected to last through Sunday. National Weather Service meteorologist Zahida Velez says the agency expects moderate to major heat risk without much cool down.
It's a combination between the above normal or high overnight temperatures and hot temperatures during the day.
Temperatures could get as high as 108 degrees in the valley. The agency says heat will peak tomorrow. Those in the region should drink plenty of fluids, stay where there's air conditioning, and limit time in the heat between 10 in the morning and 7 in the evening.
In other news, former Biggs Mayor Robert Brian Bassett pleaded no contest Wednesday to three sex crime charges involving a minor. Prosecutors say the charges involve a 17-year-old foreign exchange student he hosted while mayor in 2023. Bassett faces up to 4 years and 4 months in prison. He'll be sentenced September 2nd.
Also, Butte County is giving free emergency radios to some low-income and rural residents today in Oroville. The Alert FM devices can receive evacuation and other emergency alerts, even when power and cell services are down. Distribution runs from 10 to 2 at 202 Mira Loma Drive.
And Kern County has passed on hiring Shasta County Election Chief Clint Curtis as its next Registrar of Voters. That's according to KGET News. Curtis lost re-election in June, but will remain in office through December.
And those are your headlines for Friday, August 7th. Our theme song is Fast Pop and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. I'm Eric Adams.
And I'm Ken DeVall. Have a great weekend.